Welcome to the Sorry I Offended You show. This is Brandon Marshall Havener. And yeah, I got fucking canceled during my social media hiatus. I got caught out. Like, I don't know why. This is why I needed to take a break from social media, because this is what fucking happens. You could be minding your own business and then you are basically projected upon based on someone else's trauma. Like, they blame you. Like, I'm a white man. I'm a white heterosexual cis male. And everything's my fault. It's just like, come on, yo. Like, can I get a break? I hope when this video comes out, the people that try to fucking call me out, I hope they're on their social media break so they know how it feels. I had this person dig back into my history and get upset all over again. Like, she was already upset back then, and then she decided to get upset at the post again. And here's the fucking thing. You're fucking traumatizing yourself and then getting mad at me for doing it. And it's like, and this is the shit this is like the dialect on the fucking, is dialect the right word? This is a dialogue on fucking social media. This is a dialogue all the time. It's like whenever something happens, it's like, it's almost like, even if it's not someone aiming something at me, I go through my newsfeed and like people are yelling at other people. And it's like, I'm not the one who fucking did that. I'm not the one who cheated on you. I'm not the one who scammed you. I'm not the one who fucking divorced you and then ghosted you or whatever fucking happened in your life. I'm not the one that abused you. And then it's like, this is what happens when you puke your trauma on social media. You're just hitting innocent people with your trauma rock, and you can't call yourself trauma informed if you're doing that. So anyway, I got called out. Rebecca got called out as well. I guess I was just in the right area at the wrong time, even though I wasn't online. And I highly suggest a social media break for the ladies that called me out, because guys got to get mentally and emotionally, you got to get it together. I know it's wrong for a man to say that, but it is what it is. Like, you know, you are out of control. You guys are out of control, you ladies. So anyway, check out my new podcast called Conscious Defiance. It's out right now. There's episodes right up on there for your business advice. This is advice for rebel entrepreneurs, like Conscious Defiance, rebel spiritual entrepreneurs. If you need some good fucking, you know, whatever that helps you live that upgraded life and that upgraded business, this is where you find it. This is where it's good, because Sorry I Offended You is strictly for trolling and commentary and philosophy and shit like that. So that's what this is for. And now we got Conscious Defiance. So if you want that experience from me, go check that out. So anyway, let's go on to the first call out. Jade Electra called this out, I guess, but I think Sava, she pointed this out to her or something like that. So now we have an old post that people are angry about again. Anyway, the content queen, my wife, Rebecca, said it's super rapey to sign up for someone's course on a payment plan, watch all the modules, and then reverse the payment and or make future payments. It's not changing your mind, quote unquote. It's straight up stealing. And actually, like, everyone in her audience were loving it until Savda fucking came around. And I don't know where Savda came from, but she fucking came around. She had an issue with it. And the HR department was not fucking happy because this is not up to par with what they think is acceptable in the coaching industry. And what she has to say is relating stealing to raping. And this chick calls herself content queen. What does that have to do with content queen? In fact, queen was problematic for a while. So you probably should cancel my wife for that as well. Queen was actually a problematic term because it promoted a hierarchy or something, or queen had people killed in the past. Her husband in the comments defending its usage. Puke, 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 puke. The puke face, like, you can tell when someone's just not doing well when they use a puke face a lot. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick, but like, you went out of your way to use a puke emoji on social media of something that you're disgusted of rather than scrolling by. Like, that's a red flag for your own personal well-being. Like, you should, if you're to the point where you're leaving puke comments and just like, you've lost it. And I'm not saying that in a way as an insult, like, really, like, take my advice for it. I wasn't even puking at people and I took about a month off of social media. Take some time off social media, relax. This post shouldn't be making you that upset. They're not going to like that comment either. It's like, you don't know my trauma, but you don't know Rebecca's trauma. You know, you don't know what she's been through. So thank you, Seeking with Sava, for pointing this out. Check out her stories for a better breakdown. Instagram coaching industry has an illness. Keep your eyes open the way these people are out for money. I don't even like saying unhinged anymore because now people are calling me unhinged. So now it seems like this annoying buzzword, but this is so fucking unhinged. Like, where did you go out to like people just looking for your money because she said rapey in her post? That's how she was feeling at that time. That's how she wanted to express herself. It wasn't anything about like, let me say rapey so I can make money. Like, it's so interesting how people perceive the intentions behind posts and self-expression and things of that nature. It's not that interesting. I think my commentary actually makes this more interesting. So I'm in hot water. I get called out too because I defended Rebecca in this post. And I said, hey, I know some of you may be offended by the word, but please use a dictionary before spewing the comment section. As dictionary definition, this is accurate. And it's true. But emotions, feelings don't give a fuck about facts, and facts don't give a fuck about feelings. So I get it. I get why you're still upset. I didn't expect people to just be like accepting it and blah, blah, blah. You know, like I was being a smart ass, but I'm also being right. Because in the dictionary definition, the term rape is used to plunder and steal. You can rape land. You can rape somebody's business. So yes, we use it as a sexual term often. There's different forms of rape that can be used. And the fact is that Rebecca said in this post that it's rapey. Women often use that word like, oh, he looks rapey, or that's rapey. Like women say that. You know, I'm sorry that you didn't get the memo, but people use that term. And it's one thing that, you know, it's not wrong that you're put off by it or maybe you're triggered by it, but it is wrong to put someone on blast for expressing themselves the way that they express themselves and then assume their intention behind that post. Like, it's not your job to police the internet, and it's not Rebecca's job to clean up the way that she talks to make sure she doesn't offend anyone. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, this is entitlement behavior, thinking that she needs to change it just because it rubs you the wrong way. It's a fucking word. I know we're in 2022 and words are violence. And on some level, yes, like, we should be careful with our wordings and things like that and what we say to people. But that doesn't give you the entitlement to demand people that you hardly even know to change their content. And it doesn't give you the right to demand and try to cancel people you don't even know and make claims about them that you don't even know because you don't fucking know them. Apparently, I'm horrible for defending my wife on this post. So Kendall says, no, it doesn't. Laugh face. Sexually aggressive, inappropriate in a way that causes fear or unease. Please tell me how that relates to stealing someone's product. Do you know the dictionary? You know the dictionary has like this fun thing where it's like there's multiple definitions. Right. I'm going to pull it up on my phone. I can't pull it up on the screen here, but let's, you know, apparently I'm a horrible person for telling you to look up the dictionary definition. The first definition, there's multiple definitions in dictionaries. Like, that's what they taught us in elementary school. The first one is about unlawful sexual intercourse. The second one is statutory rape. And three is an act of plunder, violent seizure, or abuse. A violation, and they use in words the rape of the countryside. So you can use that term in saying that a business practice or a way that a client acts is a bit rapey if you felt like they came into your space and they plundered. You just got to scroll a little bit to get this definition. You know, I get it. I get why someone might be upset of the word, but also it's inaccurate to say that, you know, to say that you can't use it in other ways. And I said, words and dictionaries often have multiple definitions. And Kendall says, LMAO retracted that comment real quick. Just admit you're a kiss ass to this account. We're incorrect and move on. So I think if I look back on the retracted statement, I think I said something more sassy that I was afraid of being banned on Instagram for. So I decided just to make a shorter version saying words and dictionaries often have multiple definitions. And then she claimed I retracted a statement and just admit that I'm a kiss ass to her account. Yeah, she's my wife. Like, people don't see, people just get mad on the internet and they don't fucking know what they're talking about or who they're talking to. Can't even take the time to put two and two together or say, who is this person? Oh, that's her husband. Why? Because they don't fucking know her. They don't know her enough to criticize her in the way, in the harsh way that they are doing. Thanks, Jade Electra. Good job. You saved the internet with that post. Another post they didn't like so much, or she didn't like, this is Sabda, I believe. Rebecca says, I've gotten massive value from misaligned high ticket coaching investments that drain my bank account faster than I could refill it because I now have financial boundaries and more attuned to what it feels like to invest in alignment and a much more skilled coach with my own clients because I've learned firsthand what doesn't feel good. This was a post basically saying like the mindset of getting coaching and saying, I got nothing out of it. Cause most of the time you're getting something out of it. Sometimes it's a lesson, but often it's like, you know, here's the thing. So we're talking about the alpha femme scam that she's talking about. And I've spoken out against alpha femme, right? I have a whole thing on my stories that are breaking down the ways that they manipulate others. I've listened to Melanie before. Rebecca has listened to Melanie before, and there is some takeaway value there. That's why I thought we were experts at cults here. That's what makes cults sometimes, you know, hard to break free from, because you're saying like, oh, I'm learning so much in this regard. And then there's this benefit, but like, this doesn't feel good. And that doesn't feel good. I just feel like it's disingenuous. And it's not the reason why Rebecca posted this is because it's not a good mindset to have to see everything that you've done in your past as a waste of time or look purely at the negative. This isn't to say that the abuse is okay. This isn't to say not to speak out about abuse. But when you learn from your mistakes and you take responsibility on your end, not like still like, you know, you can still be a victim, but learn in ways that like, okay, I'm not going to step into that trap again. That doesn't mean you're beating yourself up and saying, this was my fucking fault. Like, it's not to promote self-abuse or self-gaslighting. It's to say like, yo, what did I learn from this and how can I do better? Because that's the path of building a successful business. Like, that's part of building a successful business. You make bad decisions sometimes. I mean, with hindsight being 2020, we can be very judgmental of that. But sometimes we just don't know what we don't know and we do things and then we got to correct from that. But if there's no window to correct and there's no ownership at all, and there's no like, hey, I learned from this and like this part of it was good and this is going to help me, then you can't really grow as a person. I've learned so much from some of the trauma that I went through as a kid with an alcoholic mother, getting in trouble in school and things of that nature. Like, yes, in many times I could say that I was a victim. And there's a lot in my life back then that I couldn't control because that's just the cards I was dealt. But if I didn't take those lessons and take the cards I was dealt and flip them, then I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, I could easily be in the same space and I could easily be in an abusive situation to this day if I never looked at my own shit and healed my own trauma. But, or I could learn from those mistakes and say, how can I heal the world in a better way? And what do I get to build instead of trying to destroy something to make someone safe? Oh, what did she say? I've got massive value from that financial and psychological crisis I went through. And now I'm getting even more value by gaslighting myself and my audience about it so I can make money back as quickly as I drained it from the alpha femme scam. Like, all these are fucking assumptions. Like, our family has 100 times more money since that experience with the alpha femme. Like, so much more money. Everything is fucking good. And it's because we use what we've learned from those experiences. We didn't gaslight ourselves. We learned from the experience and we still took value from that experience. In fact, I would say that I've had bad experiences with coaches, or it wasn't all clean. And there was some ways that my boundaries didn't felt honored. And I felt like some of my financial boundaries were crossed. But that's part of me needing to instill those boundaries. I also know that the personal development that I did and the foundation that I built helped me have the life that I have today. Because I've also matured from those situations. And I've learned even from people where there were some bad things taken back from that experience. So for one thing, I learned what not to do. And for another thing, my bad experiences weren't 100% bad. In fact, in some cases, they might have been 50-50. And that same goes with Alpha Femme. Like, people stay in there for a reason. There is a benefit there. Like, we would be in agreement with our criticism on Alpha Femme. However, there's probably a lot of people who have exited that situation and it was a 50-50 thing, or like somewhere where it split, maybe even like 30-70, where it's like, wow, some of this was good, some of this was bad. And a responsible person takes ownership for that and says like, okay, this is what I get to do different. That doesn't mean you gaslight yourself and you abuse yourself. Like, this is just taking things out of context. Okay, more. Hey, this really triggered my trauma. Can you maybe not use the word rape in this context? Coach's husband, go read a dictionary. Well, I didn't say it like that, but I'll take it. Go away. You're coach. Go away. You're not my people. Weird flex, but okay. Actually, it is a nice flex. Like, you minimize what you say, and then you make it seem like I yelled at you in all caps saying, go read a dictionary. And it's like, you come onto posts and you fucking shame the fuck out of people and you put them on blast on your stories. You know, you don't come there being like, hey, this triggered me, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're not looking there to create healing. You're actually there to create drama. And we, you know, it's the thing is we know that what you're trying to fucking do, because this is what you do to everyone. I don't know what happened, but she said she deleted the previous stories and reposted from, she reposted it from the content queen. So she didn't want us to know that she posted about us. So I can't be traced. The last thing I need is to attract that kind of toxic AF energy to my page. That husband of hers is unhinged. If you learned anything from your spiritual teachers that all of them you hate or whatever, is energy in, energy out. You put out a lot of toxic energy. And that's why you're afraid of receiving toxic energy. You put yourself out there. You put your name out there. You're always tearing other people down. And that's why you're afraid of her unhinged husband. And it's just disingenuous to call me unhinged. I responded to a fucking comment that you left. I wouldn't even know who you are if you didn't comment on her post. I wasn't following you or leaving you messages. I forgot about the exchange. I saw you and I was like, wait, who was she? What was she from again? Like, I forgot about you. So if you don't want unhinged me coming after you, then stop fucking coming after me and my wife. Like, but now we're here and we're doing an episode and it is what it is. Like, you can't call me an unhinged bully for making commentary about what you said about me or my friends. Like, you've made your bet. I didn't come unprovoked. I don't often come unprovoked and attack people. And I'm very hinged. I'm very emotionally mature. I haven't done social media in almost a month or a whole month. I don't know. I took time off of social media. I'm taking a social media break and you're calling me unhinged. What the fuck are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. I don't even have a desire to scroll my Facebook, but you're publicly telling people that I'm unhinged. I never even stepped foot on your profile until now that I have the stories. But before this, I haven't even stepped foot on your profile and I didn't message you or bother you. Like, unhinged sounds like I'm sending death threats. Like, relax. I'm not doing anything more than what you're doing. In fact, I want to give myself a pat on the back, because at least I'm not sending goonies after you. So relax, all right? You know what's unhinged? Like, tell me you haven't been bullied on the internet without telling me you haven't been bullied. Like, you know what unhinged is? Unhinged is being swatted because someone called the SWAT team on you and made false claims. Being unhinged is having people make fake websites about you and harass you. Being unhinged is someone blowing up your messenger or finding your phone number online and then threatening to come to your town and beat your ass over some funny post. That's what fucking unhinged is. What kind of mindset is that? So you're talking shit about someone, but you were scared of someone finding out, so you had to repost it? Unbelievable. And then she had something else to say about me. Like, if I'm unhinged, why do you keep posting about me? Like, why do you keep making posts about me? This doesn't make sense. If I'm unhinged, then like I was leaving you alone. I was sitting on my couch meditating or something without a Facebook app or Instagram app on my phone. And then you come in here and this was my post about Melanie Lair, the experience with Melanie Lair. And it's kind of funny because like, look, she says, here's the contents queen's hubby. I identify as husband. All right. Railing against AF. They recognize there's a problem and they don't want to see their part in perpetuating it because they're in a desperate spot to make their scam money back. This industry is about climbing the ranks by out hustling, out competing, and outperforming each other, all based on proximity to power. What do I mean by that? I guess that's the only post I got here. The Alpha Femme thing was in 2019, and we dedicated ourselves to be coaches or creators online or whatever it may be. Like, I just want to create the stuff I do online, make money, and serve people. Same thing with Rebecca. There's no, like, you painted that idea in your mind that we're struggling and we're struggling to make the money back, which is really a shame because if you actually looked at the post, which the reason why I don't say you looked at the whole thing or the line of posts, because I gave a timeline, it just doesn't make sense to make that accusation that we're scrambling to make the money back because it was in 2019. Like, how long do you want us to fucking scramble? Rebecca has been super fucking successful after that. And it's been from a place of ease and flow. And our lives have increasingly gotten better and better. And it's not about hiding the bodies of the Alpha Femme cult or whatever. We're not associated with them. Like, I don't like the tactics that are used. I mapped that out in the post itself. And I just feel like this would have been a chance for common ground. And that's a fucking shame. But instead, you want to, like, you know, try to paint me in the same light. There's this weird assumption that money is always made by exploitation, but really you can create win-win scenarios. And if you're so hyper-focused on money being exploitation to this length, you're shooting yourself in the foot because then you're not allowing yourself to step into your power. But anyway, it's whatever. It's like, okay, you don't need all these people and all these accounts spreading trauma on the internet to stop the scammers. Because the thing is when you do something out of alignment, when you do scam someone and fuck someone over, you're taking that away from you. And eventually the pendulum swings and you fall off the map. Like, I see it in the coaching industry. I've been doing this since 2013 and I've seen people come and go. And the people who either can't hack it or are doing a gimmick instead of from their authentic and actually putting their soul online and into their business and doing it ethically, the people who don't, they shed away. Not saying everyone you shed it away was unethical, but I'm just saying that there is a course correct. So seeking for drama will not agree with me probably, or any of her other peers that want to tear down the industry. You're better off trying to build something than trying to destroy something. And it's not going to help you. You're only going to hurt yourself going after people unprovoked this way. It's just a map for destruction. Here's the thing. You're always going to be under the Alpha Femme control or the control of the people you criticize because you put yourself in that position every single day. And you are creating the shackles for your own life by doing so. Your mind would be at much more peace if you unfollowed and left people alone, making crazy claims about people that you don't even know and people you don't understand. You don't know what Rebecca and I have been through. You don't know what Rebecca's intentions were when making that post. You don't know the challenges that we faced in order to be where we're at today. You don't know what goes in on the behind the scenes in business when a client can't pay or whatever like that. Like, you don't know how the clients are treated. You don't know any of that. You're making assumptions based off your own wounds and probably legitimate experiences where you were hurt. And that's wrong. And I'm sorry that you had to go through that. However, it's not right to bully random people online. And I'm a big man. I don't care. Like, this is good content for me. Like, this is, it's kind of entertaining for me. there is a part of me that feels bad. Like, you know, you're going through this pain and you're inflicting this amount of pain on others, but you've allowed this to be your story. You've allowed the idea of just being scammed or whatever, like that is your identity now. You know, it's like you probably have many gifts to bring some peace to the world or be someone who can shine a light and all that good shit. But instead, you want to try to tear people down and try to mass bully people by sending you're using your audience as vigilantes to go after people. And that's a shame because I was involved once in the cancel culture too. I've been anti-coaching industry before. I've been in the cancel culture politically before, the woke cancel culture and all that shit. And I realized how many bridges that I burned of people who were actually good people. And it's just a fucking shame. And the best thing to do is to figure it out sooner or later. And that's what kind of, I guess when you learn things, that kind of puts you in the middle where you notice like, yes, there are some coaches doing some fucking scammy shit. And there's nothing wrong with calling some of that stuff out. But calling everybody out without doing your due diligence is like a autoimmune disorder, basically. It's like when your immune system attacks the good cells because, and I know maybe I'm not allowed to say autoimmune disorder. It's like my friend has an autoimmune disorder and you're comparing it to online hate, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. You're an asshole. But like, that's what's happening. There's like this overcorrection of like this inflamed immune system. And it's like, yo, you guys lost the plot. Chill the fuck out, you know? So anyway, that's my take. I got called out when I was on a hiatus, but it's all good. I'm back now and I have some content from it. So thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the last few episodes as well to see how this all unfolded. It's been an interesting ride. And subscribe to the Sorry I Offended You podcast or show on YouTube for more. I don't know if this is considered a podcast or a show anymore, but it is on podcast platforms and it's going to be on YouTube as well. Peace.